Greetings, friends, and welcome to Brightside, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and acne and eczema and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call this renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about ingredients, if you have questions about the longevity products, if you have questions about health conditions, 855-660-4261. And, of course, if you have a success story you'd like to share or you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about or advertise or recommend on the program, you can head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business and make some money. If you want to get all the benefits of having yourself a business for a one-time $10 fee, you get all the tax write-offs associated with having your own business. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, and they can tell you all about it. 866-735-2470. I posted an article on vitamin A on the blog today, pharmacistben.com. And we also have another article coming up about the omega-3 study that was published a couple weeks ago. We're going to be talking to Dr. Michael Murray later on in the program about his take on this omega-3 study. You can check out what I wrote about it on pharmacistben.com. We also have a newsletter we're doing. If you're interested in signing up for the newsletter, you can sign up at pharmacistben.com. All right, we're going to do things a little differently today. We're going to talk about vitamin A, continue talking about vitamin A in our first segment. And then, if we have some calls, we'll take them in our second segment at 855-660-4261, and then we're going to talk to Dr. Murray. Well-known author, prolific writer, lecturer, professor, formulator, Dr. Michael Murray. We'll be talking to him in the bottom of the hour, about the study that came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association about omega-3s and prostate cancer. And Dr. Murray's take, as well as mine, is don't pay any attention to that nonsense. You need omega-3s. You need DHA. They're called essential for a reason, as an essential fatty acids. All right, so we're talking about bone building, we're talking about bodybuilding, we're talking about anti-aging, building muscle, building tissue, and specifically how the non-vitamin, vitamin A, works in all of these regards. How it works for building muscle, works for building connective tissue, works to build eye tissue, works to keep your skin healthy. Vitamin A is in many ways the most powerful and the most potent of all the vitamins, especially when it comes to growth and building and repair. But to really get a handle, to get a good sense of how this stuff works in a specific fashion, we got to talk a little bit about vitamins in general. What vitamins really are. What does the word vitamin mean? What are vitamins about? Herbs are not vitamins. Minerals are not vitamins. Essential fatty acids are not vitamins. Sometimes people use the word vitamins when they need nutritional supplements. The average layperson, the word vitamin is sometimes used as a kind of catch-all umbrella type phrase. And unfortunately, lay people, as well as doctors and healthcare professionals, unfortunately, use the term vitamin as a synonym for all supplements. And this is inaccurate. It leads to a lot of misunderstandings. There's no option to vitamins. It's not optional. You don't necessarily need to supplement, although my recommendation is that you do supplement, but you don't have an option when it comes to vitamins. Supplements are optional. Vitamins are not. Vitamins are not supplements. Vitamins are a specific type of substance that are found in foods. Yes, they're available in supplements, but really they're food substances. They're found in foods. The word vitamin is a very specific word. There's only a handful of these things, anywhere from 6 to 16 of them, depending on how you look at them. So what exactly is a vitamin? What exactly does a vitamin do? Well, to understand the importance of vitamins, we have to understand, first and foremost, the nature of the body as a chemical machine, a biochemical machine. When we look at ourselves, we see just a hunk of flesh. It's hard to imagine that there's this constant movement and change and flux that's going on underneath, or not even underneath, at the microscopic level. If you look at your body, you see a hunk of flesh, but if you zoom in with your microscopic vision, you're going to see a seething, roiling, ever-changing, eternally and endlessly moving oceanic universe of things changing into other things, stuff changing into other stuff. Now, it's true we're talking about molecules, and molecules are many billions and trillions and quadrillions and septillions of times smaller than a drop of water. But even at this tiny level, these things are constantly shape-shifting, literally changing shape endlessly and ceaselessly. Every nanosecond, we are alive. These little molecules, these little things, aren't even really things at their most fundamental level. They're just shapes of energy. Really beautiful, symmetrical, organized shapes of energy. Shapes of energy that are constantly shifting, shape-shifting. Every nanosecond, you are a different person. Every split second, we're different people because we're the sum of these individual shapes shifting every split second. And you have this different combination of shapes, this incomprehensible number of energy flashes or shapes, constantly changing shape every split second that we're alive. This is called metabolism. And that is what we are. We are metabolic chemistry beings, at least from a biological perspective. And this shape-shifting, this chemistry, this biochemistry of shape-shifting is completely regulated by molecules, activator molecules, you might call them. There's this ceaseless shape-shifting, and how this shape-shifting takes place in the body is controlled by activator molecules, and having these activator molecules allows for a certain measure of control and regulation. It allows for precise kinds of shapes. Rather than having the shape-shifting taking place randomly and chaotically, you have an organization to how these things change shape, how these chemicals, molecules are constantly changing shape in the body. And what do you think it is that regulates these tightly choreographed and highly specific shape-shifting processes? Nothing more than what we call essential nutrients, and chief among these essential nutrients are the vitamins. The vitamins are chief among the activator molecules that regulate how chemistry and chemicals and molecules change shape in the body. Vitamins grease the wheels of the biochemical machinery in the body. They activate the movement and the changing and the shape-shifting of all the chemicals and all the biochemicals in the body, all the different shapes that are occurring every split second that we're alive. And because the shifting and changing is the very essence of life, the very definition of life, vitamins equal life. I don't know how much clearer I could be. Vitamins equal life. No vitamins, no life. And yes, it's true. We can get them. We're supposed to get them from foods. But because of the soils, because of soil depletion, because of processing, because of even something as simple as cooking and chopping in your kitchen, vitamins, which are very unstable, tend to be deficient in the foods that we're eating. Thus, the critical nature of supplementation. I've said it before on this program. I don't like that I have to supplement. These things are supposed to be in food, and I wish we could eat our foods and get all the vitamins we need, but we can't. And because of the essential nature of these things, because they regulate how chemistry moves in the body, because they grease the wheels of the biochemical machinery in the body, it is an absolute must to get yourself on a nutritional supplement program, especially one as effective and complete and comprehensive as the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Longevity. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from your break and take your phone calls as well. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. I posted an article about vitamin A yesterday, or at least half an article about vitamin A. The second half will be coming later this week. And we're also going to have an article about my take on the omega-3 and prostate cancer study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association last week. Apparently some folks are confused and think that maybe they shouldn't be taking their omega fish oils and omega-3 fatty acid supplements. Turns out that this study was very misleading. We're going to be talking to Dr. Michael Murray about it at the bottom of the hour. You can also catch up on it at my blog or on my blog at pharmacistben.com, where I wrote a little brief on the omega-3 study that was published 2 weeks ago in JAMA, or at least it was in the news 2 weeks ago in JAMA. Okay, our number 855-660-4261. We'll get your calls in just a second. I want to just say a couple more things about vitamins. We'll really hit on vitamin A tomorrow. I know I've been saying that for a while, but tomorrow we'll definitely start talking about vitamin A. We'll talk about how you can use it, especially for skin health, if you're interested in using vitamin A for anti-aging and for cosmetic purposes. There's basically two types of vitamins, just like there's two types of chemicals in the world of chemistry. You've got fatty chemicals, chemicals that dissolve in oil, so-called fat-soluble chemicals, and you have watery chemicals or watery molecules, so-called water-soluble molecules that dissolve in water. In the world of vitamins, you have fatty vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, and you have water-soluble vitamins. There are four fatty vitamins, four fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. I refer to them as DEK, and they are singularly tricky for the body to handle. All fats are tricky for the body to handle, much trickier than water-soluble nutrients are to handle. The water-soluble nutrients are the B-complex and vitamin C. The B-complex is itself composed of eight vitamins. So technically, you have nine water-soluble vitamins, but for our purposes, for now at least, in the interest of simplification, we'll just say there's four fatty vitamins and two watery vitamins. Vitamin C and the B-complex are classic water-soluble vitamins, and they are classic vitamins. They function to grease the wheels of the biochemical machinery. Many chemical reactions are not going to occur if you don't have vitamin C and you don't have the B-complex present. Vitamin C also serves a protective role. We talk about it as an antioxidant. It can help deactivate rogue sparks of energy called free radicals, rogue pieces of fire, if you will, that are called free radicals. These things are deactivated by vitamin C. The B-complex is very important for energy production. It's very important for helping the body extract energy from food. That's why you always want your B vitamins with meals, with food. B vitamins are supposed to be in food, but like many other vitamins, the B complex vitamins are degraded by processing, by cooking, by heating, by chopping, by oxygen. So many foods are deficient in these, and then when you eat foods that are deficient in these B complex vitamins, it's very difficult for the body to get the energy it needs from the foods. That's why you want to use your Beyond Tangy Tangerine with meals. That's why you want to take multiple vitamins after meals, especially the B complex. Now, the fat soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, those are a little bit different, especially the one we're going to be talking about tomorrow, and that is vitamin A. Vitamin A is no mere helper. It is no mere assistant. It is not a minion. It is a king. And I'll tell you what I mean tomorrow. It is a key player in the health, in the building, in the growth, in the repair of the human body. There is no vitamin that can touch the importance of vitamin A. And that's the reason why it's called vitamin A. Vitamin A was the first vitamin to be found because even with the primitive detection mechanisms of the early 20th century, it was very obvious that there was a substance in certain foods, especially liver and organ meats, that was very, very critical to the life process and to healing and growth and repair. And we'll continue this discussion tomorrow as we continue talking about vitamin A and its importance for the anabolic growth, repair, building, anti-aging, and of course, osteoporotic in, process and bone building process as well. All right. Our number today, 855-660-4261, Leon in Texas. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Hello, Leon. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How can I help you, man?
Yes, sir. I was diagnosed with, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, diverticulitis.
Okay.
They
got
did a scan. They put that medicine in me and did a scan.
Oh,
that I had.
What did they give you, prednisone? What medicine did they give you?
They only get me a stool softener and then some kind of medicine to relieve the pain. And that's all they've done for me.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Diverticulitis is unfortunately pretty common. It involves the formation of little pockets inside your intestine, inside the bowel wall, the intestinal wall. These little pockets are technically called diverticula, hence the name diverticulitis. So you got little pockets that are forming. Or just think of a nice smooth wall, and then think of little hole or little pockets, not holes, but little pockets that form in that wall. In that little pockets, all kinds of crap can get stuck, and I'm talking literally crap, as in feces,
right,
and as in broken down food, and it's just awful because all kinds of things, bacteria, toxins can start to accumulate in those pockets. It can lead to cramping, bloating, constipation, stomach, ulceration, all kinds of problems. So what you want to do, number one, with all intestinal disease, all digestive disease, is isolate specific problem foods. If you already got the pockets forming, my friend, if I were you, I would go on a fast for a couple of days and start to reintroduce food back into your diet very, very slowly. You'll notice that when you stop eating, you're going to feel better. And you notice, excuse me, when you eat, you don't feel so good, especially if you continue eating the way you're used to eating. Non-fibery foods are particularly a problem. Refined flours, refined bread, cereals, bagels, pasta, rice, you know, potatoes, mashed potatoes, all those kinds of foods are especially problematic. See if you can isolate your, if you can connect symptoms, pain and bloating and constipation with problem foods, number one. Do you have diarrhea or constipation, by the way? Or both?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here.
First, I had constipation, real bad, bloating, get a lot of gas. Now it seems to be, then it went to not being able to control my bowels.
Okay.
You know?
All right. What's happening is your body, stuff is starting to get into your digestive system that your body's trying to eliminate, and that's what the diarrhea is from, and you're probably not absorbing nutrients. So lay off of foods for a day or two, then start to reintroduce foods, and when you notice that you eat a food and you have a problem with it, eliminate that food. Get yourself on probiotics. Use the Nightly Essence. That's my favorite probiotic supplement. Look for 80 billion units a day. It means you may have to take 5 or 6 of these things a day minimum. Start eating fermented foods. Miso, kimchi, tempeh, anything fermented is going to be in your interest in addition to the probiotics. Cabbage soup is wonderful. Make yourself cabbage soup. Use sauerkraut also, which is fermented cabbage. That can be helpful. Bone soup, I've talked about that a lot on the program. That can also be helpful for helping soothe the digestive tract. Noni juice, aloe juice, anything that's got a kind of mucousy, slimy quality can help coat the digestive tract. That might be in your interest. Using glutamine powder may also help. I'd be doing a teaspoon of glutamine powder in water. Now, this is all as it all for the digestive system, but you also want to make sure that you're using liquid nutrients just for overall health because you're going to have a problem absorbing nutrients. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Use vegetable juices. Get yourself a Vitamix. Grind up vegetable juices. And while you're fasting, you may want to use lemon water or some kind of maybe cucumber water, some kind of vegetable or fruit water, not juice, water, to make sure that you're getting electrolytes. Thanks for your call, Leon. Appreciate it. Hope you help. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with our guest, Dr. Michael Murray, at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. And tomorrow we're going to continue talking about vitamin A, my personal favorite vitamin, vitamin alpha. But right now I want to welcome our guest. He's a naturopathic doctor. He's an ND, a respected researcher, lecturer, author, as well as a formulator, and a guy whose work I've been following for almost 25 years. I first started reading his stuff in the late 1980s when I was just beginning my career as a pharmacist, and I have to say that he is one of the main guys, along with Dr. Wallach, who is responsible for getting me to understand how powerful nutrition, diet, and supplementation could be from a healing, from a prevention of disease perspective. He's written over 30 books. He's considered a go-to guy on almost any nutritional topic you can name. Today we're going to be getting his take on the recent headlines and controversies swirling around DHA and omega-3 fatty acids and fish oil supplements and the relationship these things may or may not have to the development of prostate cancer. So without further delay, please welcome Dr. Michael Murray, ND, nutritionist, professor, lecturer, researcher, prolific author, to The Bright Side. Greeting, Dr. Michael Murray. Nice to talk to you on the air.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So in the world of nutrition, Doc, as I'm sure you know, there are very few subjects that are more confusing than fats and oils and essential fatty acids. And in a nutshell, why don't you tell us exactly what EFAs are, why they're important, what makes them so hard to understand when it comes to supplementing with these things?
Well, it's not really that hard to understand. Cells throughout our body are encompassed with fat. We have these membranes that are largely composed of fat, and the type of fat that we consume in our diet determines the type of fat that we have in our cell membranes. The type of fat in our cell membranes determine how well that cell functions. And we know, based upon a large body of scientific evidence, that most Americans aren't getting enough of these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish and fish oil supplements. Our bodies, the human body, is designed to ingest a ratio of about 1-to-1 of the omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish and fish oil supplements to the omega-6 fatty acids that we get from meat and dairy and other animal foods, and as well as most vegetable oils or omega-6. The typical American diet consumes, typical American ingests about 15 times the amount of omega-6 to omega-3. So we see virtually every health condition that are so prevalent in our society being linked to low levels of omega-3 fatty acids and high levels of omega-6, including all the major forms of cancer, breast, prostate, lung, colon, and skin cancer, are all associated with higher intakes of omega-6 to omega-3, depression, virtually every psychological condition, inflammation, heart disease, you name it. It's linked to higher intakes of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids.
Now, one of the places where I think this gets a little confusing is the idea of the instability of these things. So when you say that we get 15 to 1 ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s, are you saying 15 to 1 omega-6 containing oils or omega-6s themselves? You see the distinction that I'm making here? Okay, so are we getting 15 times as much of the oils that should have the omega-6s, which sometimes don't, or is it 15 times omega-6s? And I've heard that statistic before.
Yes, 15 times the total omega-6 content of the diet compared to the omega-3 content. And where do we get omega-6s? Well, we get it, not only from meat and dairy and other animal products, but also in the most commonly consumed oils, sunflower, safflower, corn, soy. These are omega-6 fatty acid sources primarily.
Now, do these oils, when say somebody has, when you talk about how much omega-6 oils we're getting, I'm assuming you're talking about restaurant foods and French fries and oils that are found in processed foods, cakes and things like that. Do these still have the omega-6s in them? Is it possible that even though we're getting the oils, we're not getting the omega-6s? Even though we're getting the sunflower oil and the safflower oil, maybe they don't have the omega-6s in them because of processing?
Nope, they still have the omega-6s in them.
So these are, when you say 15 to 1, you're talking not just the oil, but the omega-6s themselves, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. All right. Now, there seems to be a lot of controversy, at least in the world of GCN and the bright side, there seems to be a lot of controversy around eating oils at all. Some people feel like we shouldn't be eating oils because of how unstable these things are, and we should only be getting our EFAs from supplements. What's your take on that?
Well, I disagree. We have to look at population-based studies, and we also have to, look at common sense. I mean, if we take a look at, for example, the traditional Japanese diet or the traditional Mediterranean diet, typically they're full of beneficial oils. Monounsaturated fat sources like olive oil are very important, as are an increased intake of these longer-chain omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish, very prevalent in these diets. These diets also are associated with other, plant-based sources of fats. Nuts and seeds, for example, very important in promoting health. if we look at studies that have been done with nut and seed consumption, they found that frequent moderate consumption of nuts and seeds. I'm not talking about chocolate-covered peanuts or yogurt-covered almonds or whatever. I'm talking about lightly roasted or preferably raw nuts and seeds. This food group is associated with reducing our risk for obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and many forms of cancer. So they are a very healthful food. So we don't want to restrict them. We want to make sure that we incorporate them in our diet in a sensible amount, about a small handful, certainly no more than a quarter of a cup per day of nuts and seeds. And we also want to, you know, use good oils in our cooking. The best oils to cook with are monounsaturated fats like canola oil, olive oil, macadamia nut oil. Many people also like to throw coconut oil into that group, but I prefer to use coconut oil in spreads and in its raw state rather than cooking. It does have a lower smoke point compared to those monounsaturated fats, meaning that it can get damaged with higher heat.
You see, you don't have a problem with canola oil and the whole GMO thing?
If you want to use organic, non-GMO canola, there's a lot of misperceptions about canola oil. Not all canola is GMO. I mean, it was bred, just like we've bred all of our fruits and vegetables over many, many, many years in some cases. But there is non-GMO canola out there, and that's what we want to use, and it's a very healthful food.
What about the idea that from an evolutionary perspective, we really never had concentrated essential fatty acids? We always got our essential fatty acids from food sources. Do you find it problematic that many people are getting their EFAs from supplements?
Not at all. I think the development of these high-quality pharmaceutical-grade fish oils is one of the greatest advances in nutritional medicine. And you're looking at a huge body of science behind that statement there. There have been over 900 double-blind placebo-controlled.
Doc, we got to take a break here. I want to come back and finish up on fish oil and hear your take on the prostate oil study. We're talking to Dr. Michael Murray. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the bright side talking to Dr. Michael Murray, ND, professor, formulator, prolific writer about fish oil and essential fatty acids. Doc, before, I didn't mean to cut you off. You were saying something interesting about fish oil. Can you continue that? And then I want to get into that JAMA study on profit.
Yeah, I think that the development of these fish oil supplements has been just a real boon to our health. There's no question that it's safer to get these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil supplements than it is to try and get them by increasing our fish intake. Our fish supply is severely polluted with heavy metals, pesticide residues, other toxic compounds, whereas in the production of these high-quality fish oils, those toxic compounds are eliminated. So it becomes a better, more rational way to get these health benefits provided by these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids.
Can we assume, can people who supplement assume that when they take a fish oil supplement that that stuff is taken out and that the fish oil is stable? Are there measures and safeguards in place to prevent mercury and toxins from appearing in these supplements?
Well, there should be, but the fish oil product's only as good as the company manufacturing it, so people should stick to well-respected national brands, in my opinion. That'll give them the best chance of getting high-quality oil.
What's your take on krill?
I think krill is a very good oil, but in order to gain the benefits of these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, we need to ingest about 1,000 milligrams combined of the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, and that's just not economical when you're using krill. So I think that these higher concentrated fish oils for EPA and DHA are a better way to go cost-wise and health-wise.
All right, so I imagine you, like me, kind of your eyes came out of your head when you read the headlines about DHA and EPA and omega-3s causing, or at least being correlated, to prostate cancer. Give us your take in the last couple of minutes that we have here.
Yeah, I saw the headline and I went, wow, that's interesting. But I knew the study that they were using to get their data, and it's the old adage, garbage in, garbage out. And they put a lot of garbage out. But if we really dig down and take a look at this study, we see that it was really a severely flawed study. People can go to my website, drmurray.com, and read a very lengthy commentary on this study. It's not consistent with other studies. The Harvard School of Public Health actually asked the question, what does the research show on the impact of fish consumption and fish oil consumption and the risk of dying from prostate cancer. And they found, by analyzing all the data, that there was a 63% reduced risk of mortality from prostate cancer in the group that had highest intakes of these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids. So this was a little bit of an outlier. And then when you start digging down, the study never asked the question to these men,
do you supplement?
Do you supplement? Are you even eating fish? All they did is they just enrolled a bunch of men. They drew blood, and in this analysis, they just threw all the blood together. They divided
plasma.
Into groups, and yeah, I mean, there's numerous issues with this study, but the bottom line is that the study did not include information or documentation of fish or fish oil intake. When we compare the study results to other studies, we see severe discrepancies. Other studies have shown that higher intakes of fish and fish oil is associated with a significantly reduced risk of prostate cancer, and in particular, death from prostate cancer. And so, you know, that's what people have to take away from this study. It's flawed. It's not just, you know, people within the natural health community that are screaming about this. Some of the world's leading authorities on epidemiology, which is the study of disease in population, have come out and harshly criticized this study. It was written and designed by an associate professor, and it really has become a lightning rod. And I think a lot of good things may come from it. The biggest thing that may come from this is that it will lead to additional research. And I'm confident that what the research shows is that higher intakes of fish oil and fish will be shown to be protective against prostate cancer, as it has recently been shown to be protective against breast cancer. Uh-huh. Breast cancer risk is significantly reduced in women who have higher intakes of EPA and DHA, and I think the same is true for prostate cancer.
Do you know, this is the third study, I think, this year, at least in the last year and a half or so, that came out. Do you think there's some kind of weird sort of conspiratorial thing that's happening? I mean, Loveza's out, omega-3s are now a prescription drug. Any
right.
care to speculate?
I think the medical economical world is fueled by money, and if a researcher can drum up a lot of media on their research, what it leads to is further funding, and that's important to these researchers. They need funding, and hopefully they'll design a better study. Again, keep in mind that the study that was reported last week was never set up to ask the question, what impact does fish or fish oil supplementation have on prostate cancer? It was set up for other purposes, and they basically are trying to mine and manipulate the data to create some sensationalism so they can get additional funding.
In cahoots with headline writers, because the headline writers are the ones who made this, drew this implication. It wasn't in the study.
Well, you know, they suggested it in the study, but you know what was interesting? There were several biased statements in the study, and you don't see that from good scientists. Good scientists keep an open mind, but for the researchers to say, you know, fish oils have never been shown to be effective for improving human health, that's just absolutely ridiculous and the sign of bias. And their study design and what they were expressing in their conclusion are additional examples of bias.
You don't know if there's any drug company funding here.
I doubt it. I don't think so. I'd be surprised. But who knows? I mean, when we look at my best example of how the drug industry influenced the natural product industry, I hold up St. John's Wort. I mean, St. John's Wort in the early 2000 was, boy, just a huge seller. And then Pfizer did a study with St. John's Wort in people who had intractable depression who had not responded to any treatment, and they did not use a third arm in the study, which would have been a known drug. Pfizer was the producer of Zoloft, the number one antidepressant drug in the world at that time. You know, why are they doing a study on herbal medicine? That should have been a clue to the media, but they just jumped all over it, major headlines, and they reduced the sales of St. John's wort to virtually nil.
You don't hear about
St. John's wort sales today are about 1% of what they were, 13 years ago, and yet the science on St. John's wort shows it to be more effective and safer than these SSRIs, yet it doesn't gain any traction because there's such a negative connotation from that one study that was funded by a drug company.
All right, we got about a minute here. Flax oil versus fish oil, Doc?
I think you need both. I think they both have a good benefit. What we know is that the conversion of alpha-linolenic acid, the short-chain omega-3 fatty acid that's in flaxseed oil, does not get all the way to the longer-chain omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, very efficiently. So I think for serious health-minded individuals, do both. You know, use flaxseed oil as your salad dressing. Eat ground flax. And then take your fish oil supplement.
Good advice. That's exactly what I do as well. Thank you so much, Doc. I really appreciate you coming on. Give your website out one more time.
DrMurray.com.
All right. You have a newsletter or anything, Doctor?
Yeah. In fact, I'm giving away a free copy of my book on stress, anxiety, and insomnia if people sign up for my free email newsletter. The reason I do that is that sleeping pills are killers. We got to get people off these anti-anxiety drugs, these sleeping pills. Get the book. Understand why it's important to get off those drugs, and you'll find the route to getting a good night's sleep, relieving stress and anxiety through natural measures.
And you can find out all about it on your website, DrMichaelMurray.com?
DrMurray.com.
DrMurray.com. Doc, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. Hope to talk to you again. Have a beautiful day, buddy. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Murray. That was Dr. Michael Murray, naturopath, ND, lecturer, researcher, nutritionist. His website is DrMurray.com, and you can find out all about him on his website. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. I got a post on the omega-3 study as well as on vitamin A that's up today. And you can also sign up for my newsletter at pharmacistben.com. If you're interested in purchasing any longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.